Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at kingdom living and our kingdom mandate. As a born-again child of God, you become a king with a priestly anointing. We saw the scriptures for that. And then a king decrees. He makes decrees in Job 22:28. The Bible says, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you." So a king makes decrees that cannot be reversed, and the word that you speak shall come to pass. And so we will look at Mark 11:22 through 24 to find out how God put it. Jesus himself spoke it when he was in the earth, and he spoke it, and he said you've got to say it more times than you actually believe. You've got to believe it twice according to that scripture, Mark 11:22-24, but you've got to believe it twice, and you've got to say it three times. So you've got to speak it and make a decree. Let's pick it up.
Whosoever he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, that really opens it up to a lot of things. I'm going to have whatever I say if I believe in it and if I trust in it. I know people that believe more in the devil than they do in God. They believe that the devil can give them a sickness. They believe that the devil can get them fired. They believe that they're next on the list in the job. You know, they're laying people off. I'm probably next. I've heard that. I'm probably going to be let go. If flu comes around, I'll get it first. And we talk ourselves into the curse. He says, whatsoever you saith, that you shall have. Now watch here, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, who's saying it again? Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's God. He's the Word. He's a great I Am. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord your provider, the Lord your healer, the Lord your righteousness. We're talking about the creator of absolutely everything. Everything that's been created was created by him, and without him was nothing created. Who's speaking to you? Him. That one we're talking about. The one we were worshiping today. The one we worship today. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you ask. Let me just give you a quick heads up here. That word ask is number 154 in the Strong's Concordance. What things soever you ask, whatsoever things you ask, no matter what it is that you ask, the word ask means demand or take. No, sorry, it means demand. Number 154 in the Concordance, demand. What things soever you demand. You see, you're not demanding from God. God's not withholding anything from you. All good gifts, perfect gifts come down from Father above. He can't change it. That's all he does, right? But there is an adversary that we have who's trying to withhold your blessings. He's trying to keep you under. He's trying to keep you bound. He's trying to keep you saved, but still in the grave clothes. See, when Lazarus was saved and God gave him life, he came up, but he was still in his grave clothes. There's many Christians that are saved that are still sick, still broke, still miserable, still having issues, still. It's not supposed to be this way. See, this is not a feel-good gospel. This is not, oh, I'm coming into it so I can get rich and I can have a good life. And, you know, it's part of the blessing of God of being a king's kid and an ambassador in the earth, decreeing and proclaiming the Lord's kingdom into the earth. We're supposed to be getting people to look and sound like they do in heaven. You see, when you become a king's kid, You get a mandate from God. He makes you righteous, and he gives you authority, and he also makes you an ambassador. Amen. We become ambassadors. Amen. And my constitution, as much as I love the American constitution, that's not my constitution. Amen. Because in God's constitution, it's not we the people. It's I, God the king. Let me just make one thing very clear. A king, a true king, owns everything. I don't know if you're aware of that. How many of you seen Robin Hood? Okay, you've all seen Robin Hood. Remember, he got in trouble for killing one of the king's buck, or someone was killed. I can't remember. Killed one of the king's bucks for food with bow and arrow. They came and arrested him, even though it was on his property. He didn't own property. A king owns absolutely everything. And he lets his subjects be part of what he owns. Now, if he's a good king, it's going to be a whole lot easier than having a bad king. But the king owns everything. The king owns the land that you're living on. He owns the cattle that you have in the back of your farm. He owns a little brook that's running through. The king, it's his land. The king owns it all. God the king owns it all. That's what it says in Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It belongs to God. The money, the clothes on my back, the car I drive, the church we're standing in, the school we have, the wife I've got, the husband you've got, every single thing belongs to God. He is the king. He owns it all. Cattle on a thousand hills, he owns it all. This is kingdom mentality. You see, for me, it's a little bit easier, or some people that were born in the islands where we were under the rule of England. We were colonized by England to look and sound like England. That's why we drive on the left side of the road. That's why we work in pounds and pence. That's why we work with the metric system that they have. All of that kind of stuff. In our country, we sounded and looked like them because the ambassadors in South Africa would go around making sure we sound like the kingdom he represented. You were born in America. You were born as a democratic republic. You see, there's no democracy in heaven. It's not a democracy. God is the king, period. He wasn't voted in and he can't be voted out. You got that right? You just know that. No matter who comes against him, no matter what laws are passed, no matter what they do, God still rules and reigns. In the end, it's going to all come down to that. You can pass all the crazy laws you want to pass around the world. Makes no difference. God's coming back. And you know when he comes back, there's going to be the great, great army. I just want to say, I'm just jumping ahead of myself a little bit because I get excited. Do you get excited? I know Pastor Joe and Pastor Ron, they dance when they preach. They get excited. But seriously, what happens is the king owns absolutely everything and he gives you a right to use whatever you have. But he owns it. So he's given us authority. And we are supposed to be the ones that are decreeing, declaring, and prophesying over the world. That's why a person who speaks, a person who decrees, God can change the world with him. Amen. Amen. Well, it's just little old me. It's not just little old you. What happened to the Holy Ghost in you? Well, isn't he the one that when God said light be, boom, he went into action and created light? Isn't he the one that did all of that? Isn't he the one in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power? And then Jesus could do what he did because God was with him in the form of the Holy Ghost, right? So it's not just you. It's you and the Holy Ghost. And God said, where two of you agree as touching anything in the earth, my Father will do it who's in heaven. You and the Holy Ghost stand in agreement. Oh, yes, you can. When he says to you, you're not sick unto death, and you stand in agreement with what he said, you've got more say, more power, more authority than you actually realize. It's just amazing. Anyway, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you ask or demand, you're taking it from the enemy who's trying to hold it back. When you pray, Everyone say, when I pray. Now, all of you said, when I pray. Watch what he said. Believe that you what?
Receive.
Believe that you receive it. When do I believe that I've received it?
Now.
When I prayed. When did I pray? Now. So when did I receive it?
Now.
Now faith is. Come on. Come on. Faith is now. That's why God said, when you pray, believe you receive it. You think God doubted when he said, light be? And there was a space as God was standing in patience and expecting his due season. He said, light be, and it was. Come on. And we are created in his image and in his likeness. So we carry something on the inside of us. You see, we have to stop looking outward and start looking inward. Because who resides inward? The kingdom of heaven is within us. And listen, rivers of living water come out of us.
Amen.
Amen. So it says here, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Whatever it is. Believe you receive it when you pray. That moment you pray, believe you receive it, then you shall have it. The word receive means to take, to lay hold of.
Amen.
Now listen, we know that John the Baptist, so we're talking about John the Baptist, and God said, heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. You got to claim what God's promised you. You got to take it out of the enemy's grasp. You got to outspeak him, outdecree him, outdeclare him, outprophesy him. And you got to go in there with a hand of faith and say, I've got it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Remember that song? I got it. I got it. I think next week, if we can do that song, we need to do that, right? Something about the Holy Ghost, I can't explain, but I got it in my hands, got it in my heart, I got it in my feet, I got it all over me. Come on, say, I've got it. Say it again, I've got it. So when do you get it?
Now.
When you pray, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In due season you will reap if you faint not. In other words, if I can believe when I pray, my due season is now. Now you've got to remember this. He said, when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Amen? I lay hands on the sick person, immediately in the spiritual realm, they have recovered. Now, if they can get the faith to grab a hold of that and say, I'm totally set free without any shadow of a doubt. Jesus, how many times did he heal people instantly? I'm talking instantly. You see, we've got to that place where we bring God down to our mentality and our level of faith. And we say, well, there is a time period to wait. Jesus didn't. Once or twice you saw that happen, but we take those two scriptures over the other 50 that he did and healed instantly the people, and we'll use those two to show why you didn't get healed. My faith is still there. No. Stop thinking that way. We can't bring him down to our level of faith and belief. Because now faith is. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, didn't come back 3 days later to see if he came out. He came forth. Hello.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. here on W.